Good morning, wonderful people. Great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we continue to welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission, our live presentation on this very day, the third day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is 2.5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here in the morning, broadcasting and reaching out to you, ensuring the propagation, ensuring the consistency of message, ensuring that our people are equipped with the requisite knowledge, information, the requisite education, the much needed know-how to prosecute this very campaign that is the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Wherever you are, regardless of the time zone you're in, including our beloved Biafrans on the western fringes of the world, those of you in Canada, those of you in the USA, in Mexico, the entire Southern American continent, we welcome you, because for some of you, it is your night. For some of you, it is your early evening. For some of you, it is your very early part of the morning. Because as the earth spins around the sun, as sunlight hits any blessed place, people rise up, they wake up, they begin to conduct activities that defines who they are. Because we are the children of the sun. Also, where we come from, the sun rises and is in perpetuity, a bringer of light, a bringer of hope to the people, to all those who are downtrodden, to all those who cannot fend for themselves, to all those who are too voiceless to speak, to all those who have been rendered economically irrelevant, politically destitute, and socially non-existent. We are here to represent their interests, and that is why, no matter where you are in the world, because there are people listening to us all over the world, we continue to say here, by way of greeting, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. That this is Radio Biafra. We come to you 2 times every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. That way we maintain an unstoppable and irreversible momentum towards our singular goal, which is to set ourselves free from the bondage, from the abomination, from the catastrophic, from the unspeakable evil, from the satanic enclave called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We despise everything Nigeria. We hate the zoo. We hate her animal inhabitants. We cannot stand it. Anybody identifying him or herself, if you proudly stand up and say you are a Nigerian, you are a very proud monkey. You are an animal named after a company, a person without a name, a person without a meaning, a person without purpose. You are shameless and you are foolish because you are a Nigerian. Everything Nigeria we despise, because Chukwu Abiama, Ekekele Igwenuwa, or Basibini Igwe did not create the zoo. A human being did. You are the product of man and not of God. Chukwu Abiama did not create Nigeria. Biafra, yes. Arewa, yes. The Mohammedan Emirates of the North, as they are known. Yoruba, the very cowardly Yoruba, yes. God did not create Nigeria. Never, ever, ever. That is why we seek its absolute destruction. The name Nigeria will not exist. We assure them it won't exist. A very hopeless entity, an abominable upon abominable contraption, a place steeped in evil, a place where men make it a virtue to steal public funds, a place where you become more popular. The more public funds you steal, the more criminal activities you involve yourself in, the more relevance you gain. A people that gave black people in Africa a very bad name, Nigeria, a hopeless place. To come from there is to be cursed. To be cursed with ignorance. To be cursed with lack of knowledge. To be cursed with thieving and criminality. Every Nigerian is a criminal by none. All rogues and thieves, including Wole Soyinka. All rogues and thieves. All rogues and thieves. As long as you identify yourself as a Nigerian, you are a criminal. You are a fraudster. You are a cheat. You are a deceiver. You are a liar. Every Nigerian by none. Say we said so. Go and investigate it. Only people who are predisposed to evil will say that they are Nigerians. Only people that are criminally minded will say that, because everything about the zoo is criminality. Everything. That is why we are here. To remove the children of God from this veil of darkness, veil of iniquity. We are here to ensure that we emerge. We are here to ensure that we crush their agents. They will emerge after the 30th of May from all nooks and crannies. If we defeat them on one side, they will come with another style. But we are waiting and far more dangerous than ever before. They should try and see. There will be no mercy. There will be no forgiveness. No mercy and no forgiveness. The kingdom of heaven, which is Biafra upon this very earth, will not tolerate sabotage or people who are treacherous. Never, ever, ever. Because evil is evil. This morning, we continue to welcome you by asking each and every person to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. If there is any bottleneck effect and too much congestion, always go to TuneIn. Go to TuneIn. Download the app if you can. Or go to the website. Type in Radio Biafra. And you will join us. Radio Biafra is on satellite. We placed Biafra and the name Biafra in outer space. Very, very important. And from there, we disseminate our information to the ends of the earth. From there, we disseminate information that mankind may know about our existence. We disseminate information to inform our enemies, both those outside and those inside, that we bring hell with us. We bring hell behind us, although we come in peace. Behind us is hell. And there is no forgiveness for treachery. There is no forgiveness for sabotage. All of them, regardless of who you are. They will find out very, very soon how serious and determined that we are. One thing we do not do is to abandon, to relinquish, to jettison our incorruptibility. Incorruptibility. We are and must remain, not just now until the coming of Biafra and beyond to eternity, incorruptible. That is how we will be known. That here came a group of men and women determined to fulfill the will of Chukwu Abiama, the Most High God. Determined to fulfill what was written in the scriptures, because it was said, only bet if you will turn and face me once again, all your inheritance will be restored. Your blessing, your glory will be returned back to you. I will make you a very great nation amongst men. Only bet if you will turn back to me, worship only me and no other God, because you are my children. You come to me straight, not through any other person, because you are mine. All their gods I gave to them. Do not bow down before their gods that I gave to them. As for you, you worship me. I am the Lord of hosts. So says the Lord. And that is what we are doing here. We mix religion with politics, all right? Yes. Because Biafra is a religion. The only way you can enter the kingdom of heaven is through Biafra. There is no other way. I can prove it to you. There is no other way. Only through Biafra. any other thing is idolatry, idol worship, because you should not bow down before any image. You should not bow down before any likeness, so says the Lord. Our people do not listen. They don't understand. That is why here we speak this truth fearlessly, because we must and should remain without fear before our enemies. Before our enemies. Because Chukwu Abiama is our God. And we have come to do His will. That is why we encourage you, if your parents do not have satellite, back in Biafra land or in any other part of the animal kingdom, the Zoological Republic called Nigeria, you must make sure they get one. A very hopeless entity, an imbecile place presided over by somebody who read zoology. Good luck, Jonathan. A hopeless place under the sun where men are blind, where jealousy and greed have ravaged the consciousness of men, that they do not possess one any longer. They don't have any. There is no shame. There is no integrity. There is no honor. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. That is why we march on ceaseless in our belief that what we are doing is ordained from heaven. It is a divine calling, divine all the way from heaven. That is why you have commentators who did not read journalism. That is why you have engineers who did not study engineering, because the blessing of the Lord is upon them that they may go forth and preach His gospel, that gospel being the freedom, the emancipation of His children from the bondage of those who do not know Him. That is why we are here. That is why our work continues ceaselessly every blessed day, 2 times a day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening, until Biafra comes and beyond. Anybody who wants to participate in the emancipation of Biafra land is more than welcome to do so. Go and join a family closest to you. Go and form a family closest to you. All of you who were jettisoned and abandoned, go and join a family close to you. All of you who were dabbling in all manner of hopelessness, iniquity, and stupidity, you can go and join the indigenous people of Biafra closest to you. You will be forgiven. But as for those who consciously went to seek the face of Hausa, Fulani, Igbo politicians, there is no forgiveness. To the followers, we can forgive them. We are duty bound to forgive them. They can go and join the indigenous people of Biafra nearest to them. As for those that led them into this unholy alliance with representatives of Lucifer, there will be no forgiveness. Not now, not ever. For their treachery shall be their shame forever and ever. We continue to welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is an honor and privilege to be called to serve my country, which I must do with the last drop of my blood. And also an honor and privilege to serve beside Dr. Barrister Emamezu. I add doctor to him because very shortly he will become a PhD holder. I am not preempting anything. Barrister is well read, well versed in many disciplines. We refer to it as multidisciplinary competence. Sometimes when you exhibit it, you draw envy and hatred, because your range and breadth of knowledge spans every discipline known to man. The competency with which you handle it is something that mere mortals cannot understand unless you are baptized in the spirit of Biafra. That is why I will welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us once again this morning, as we expect him to. If you are a servant of your people, you must be up early in the morning, you must be up late at night, serving your country as an example of what is to come. Service, dedication, and loyalty. Our lines will open after the news headlines and accompanying news summary. I will continue to give you the telephone number with which to call, especially for the benefit of our new listeners, those joining us, that we are a family. Here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We do what is right before man and before God. We do what is right. That is why we only march forward. We never go back. That is why there will be no retreat or surrender. Never, ever, ever. Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. That is no other way. The barrister is with me. I will invite him. I will enjoin him. Please, Barrister Mamezu, you will acknowledge the gracious presence of the very wonderful people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans wherever they are in that very city. But collectively, we are the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. That is how we registered at the United Nations. And that is what we must be until the end of time. Barrister, please.
First of all, I have to excuse me because I'm actually outside in the open waiting for my transport to head out to the court. So I just let me greet my people before I jump into the transport and off I go. So I'm here with you this morning. Of course, I woke up very early with the mind that we have to speak to our people. 8 p.m., we cannot ever stop talking about the restoration of Biafra until Biafra is restored. Good morning to all of you, those who are waking up and those who are about to go to bed. Good evening. And wherever you are, good night. We are waking up again here in London, 7 a.m., bringing the voice of Biafra to all of you, the restoration of Biafra and how we have to resurrect Biafra and reinstall Biafra, because Biafra was in existence prior to the amalgamation of Lugard, and that is what we are going back to. Then, and we can never stop until that position is completely restored. Whatever you are, we are bringing you back here. PM we were, AM we are. We thank you for all the support you've been giving to Radio Biafra and the whole of Biafran people, wherever they are, east, west, north, or south. We thank all of you. We respect you. We appreciate all of you for all you've been doing for Radio Biafra, the entire people of indigenous people of Biafra. And Director is back on the throne this morning. And of course, we have to listen to him to hear what he's about to say. In my voice, good morning, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. We continue to do our work. We continue to do what is right, both before man and before God. Truth must prevail. Eziokubundo, it must prevail. Therefore, considering the magnitude of things that has transpired between us, considering that at last people are being brave enough to come out to speak the truth, we must find it within ourselves to begin to slowly reintegrate people that we are once before jettisoned and cast down from the lofty places where they are, which is this very platform, Radio Biafra, broadcasting from London. But of course, we also broadcast from our capital, which is where we are now based. We are on a tour of Europe, trying to bring this message of redemption to the hearing of humanity and to seek assistance and support wherever we may find it. The truth must be spoken. We must come together. We should come together once again. We must remain who we are. We are not Europeans that don't forgive or forget, that could be smiling and stabbing you in the back. We are a people very, very gracious and very special. We must learn to reintegrate, rehabilitate, and ask those that we kicked out of Radio Biafra to once again return. We must be magnanimous enough to allow them to return, because that is where they want to belong to. No other place. They want to be with us. it is our duty to allow them to come and join us. Because if we can allow the Sultan of Sokoto to come to seek asylum in Biafra because of who we are, Biafra, come and join, I think we must have a room for those of them that we are led astray. We must allow them to come back. But those of them that organized this mass deception and treachery, there will be no forgiveness for them. Every other person we can allow back. Every other person is welcome to come back. But as for those persistently working for the enemy, there will be no way back for them because they have lied. They have broken the covenant. And there is no return for them. We must go on to inform you this very morning that as we tell you about our presence live on air, you must also tell other people. And as you do so, you must do so in the knowledge that what we preach here is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You will also do so by informing them that Radio Biafra runs an interactive session. Once our lines open, if you call +44 78 31 30 8376, you will get us. You will speak live on air. I repeat the number. It is +44. Please, our lines are not open yet, especially the people calling us on Viber. When our lines open, don't worry, you will call and you will speak. We don't interrupt people here when they speak. So you must bear with us. You have to bear with us and call us back when the lines open. The number to call is 0044 78 31 30 8376. Only if you are calling from the zoo will it be 0094478 31 30 8 37. The same number. But the best way to do it is to do +44 78 31 30 8376. We are on Tango, we are on Viber. These are the two platforms upon which you can also reach us and allow your voice to be heard. As you speak, there are people, your friends, your family, that you have not heard from in ages, scattered all over the world, from Venezuela to Vietnam. They will hear your voice. From Burundi to Botswana, they will hear your voice. From Canada to Chile, they will hear your voice, because Radio Biafra is listened to all over the world. At the same time, we are a radio station. That is why TuneIn put Radio Biafra on their platform. Before you can be classified as a radio station, you must be on TuneIn. That is how you know. And we are in a lot of other places as well, in multiple satellites all over the world. www.radiobiafra.co, radiobiafra.co. If you go online, biafrarestoration.com, biafravoice.com, peopleofbiafra.org. These are all our listening posts. Indigenous people of biafra.org, biafratelevision.co. Download free Radio Biafra app from Android, from iTunes, and from BlackBerry. We are there. We are on satellite, and very soon, very, very soon, on radio. That if you're driving at home, you'll be receiving Radio Biafra. Anything we say we are going to do, of course we do it. Do you know who we are? We are not like other people, you see. We are very, very different. We have come here with a purpose and a mission to say to mankind that not every black person is corrupt. To say to mankind that there are black people who were civilized before Europe was formed. We are here to remain true and honest to our belief that Chukwu Abiama is indeed God. That is why we are here. That is the number to call. We are on Skype. Simply Radio Biafra. Add us to your Skype contact list. It doesn't matter if we accept you or not. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. We are on Rapid Response 68 for the principal officers of state of Biafra, because people are serving us very soon. Very, very soon. In the coming weeks, I must say, every national coordinator will be upgraded, their mission upgraded to that of ambassador, to that very status. All of them, because you will go out to evangelize on behalf of your country. You will become the face and the voice of your country in that place you have been serving them for a very long time. We are preparing our missions abroad. We have an office in Spain. We have an office in the USA. And I know in two other countries that doesn't readily come to me. Those places the Biafran flag will fly outside our office, that becomes Biafran embassy. Not in one place. I said in multiple countries around the world, Biafran embassies will be opened. Biafran missions will be opened. And they will know how serious we are. Some people underestimate what we can do. And I feel sorry for them because they don't know us. Now you will know how resolute we are. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We must go forward to continue to present everything we are doing here in truth and in complete honesty. When we tell you that they listen to Radio Biafra at the comfort, people don't understand. You don't believe us sometimes. But as I told you before, when we report the news on Radio Biafra, it sounds unbelievable. It sounds fantastic. It sounds unreal. After a short while, just give it some time, it comes to fruition. That is why they say we are prophets here. That is why they say that we are professors. Of course, we are not. We are not prophets. We are servants of the people of Biafra by the mercy and grace of God. That is all. They all listen to Radio Biafra. I like it. They all listen to Radio Biafra. And here is the proof. Somebody by the name Ozekome proposes a name change for Nigeria. The word Nigeria has no meaning. They have listened and it's gone into their skulls, into their thieving, corrupt criminal skulls. That the name Nigeria is an abomination. It has no meaning. It's like a pet. It's like when you get a dog and you name the dog Whiskey. I remember our first dog. No, it wasn't. My mom will be offended. Our first dog, when we were growing up as children, is called Bingo. Bingo was the first dog. After Bingo was Whiskey. A lot of them were there. In fact, we have maintained it. Any dog that we have in my family, at least, even if they give birth to puppies, we name one of them Whiskey. I'm sure there is one now called Whiskey still in the house. We grew up with pets, with guinea pigs, with cats, everything together. To show that there has to be empathy and compassion way beyond that you give to humans. Now, these animals, that is why I call it, because the only thing you give a funny name is an animal, is a pet, isn't it? Do you name your door or your kitchen? No, it's a pet. Bingo, Shibio, it depends on what you want to call your dog. Where the British call their own dog Nigeria, the animal they created. Now they have woken up, having listened to Radio Biafra. They have woken up and they want their name changed to Erigin. That is the name now they want to call them. Erigin. Whatever that means. Only God in heaven knows. When we tell you they listen to Radio Biafra, of course they do. Have they? I told you after the 30th of May things will happen. They want their name changed. The monkeys and the animals of the zoo, the pets of the British, the creation of Frederick Lugard, they want their name changed to Erigin. When I told you that the name Nigeria has no meaning, people were astonished. I told them that you are lower than an animal. Somebody gave you a name and accepted it. Now they are trying to change it as a national confab. Because everybody listens to Radio Biafra. At this very minute, call them in Abuja, they will tell you that they listen to Radio Biafra. We are the widest listened to indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this planet. Anywhere in the world. There is no other like us. None whatsoever. Here we speak the truth. We will surpass CNN and BBC put together. In time. In time we will surpass them. Because the world will listen to Biafran news as the only place where they can get the truth. We don't bend anything. Because we are the children of light. We descended from heaven. Which means we must continue to speak the truth, regardless of the consequences. That is what makes you a Biafran. He has come again, Professor Nwabeze. He is proposing zones with states. This is the same so-called constitutional expert. Otu Awuhunezi. Constitutional expert. Yet the zoo is in a constitutional crisis. Very typical, isn't it? Constitutional expert. It's like having a professor of civil engineering. Civil engineering. Yet there is no road leading to his house. A professor of civil engineering. All on paper. Theory. All. That's why my brother said yesterday, no theory in Biafra land. Your degrees are rubbish. will throw it to one in the bin and ask you, what can you do? What can you do? We will have philosophers and people that theorize. Of course, men will write, we'll have poets, yes. But if you come and say you're a professor, you must show us what you're prophesying. Or else we cast you aside. We are not here to perpetuate the planet of the apes. No! Which is what the zoo has become. Now they want to change their name. Professor Nwabese proposes new zones with states affiliating, which is rubbish. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The problem of the zoo doesn't lie in state creation. It lies in the fundamental misstructure. Structured together to resemble a structure when it is not. That is all there is to it. Hausa, Fulani and Biafra cannot be in the same country. Impossible. Mixing oil and water. It doesn't work. It doesn't. State creation divides the national conference. Igbo people are begging for a national state and Hausa people are flogging them, telling them to get out and shut up. And they close their mouth. Weak, decrepit, compromised old men. Okay, Sona Banyanaji, without shame, without honor, begging for additional state when your women are being raped, begging for additional state when Hausa Fulani bring cutlass and machete to slaughter our people, as we shall continue to report this very morning. Boko Haram's carnage is making Nigeria break up less likely, according to the Yoruba Parrot and Toka TV. Shoyinka talks rubbish all the time, nonsense. Making Nigeria break up less likely. Who told you that? Who told you it's less likely? But he's a professor in the zoo. We are the animals. So we expect him to think like one. I wish I would meet this man in a debate one day. The Nobel Committee will take away that prize from him. We will prove how empty and vacuous he is. This is the same man that took 200 million naira from Babangida, money meant for road safety, and put it in his own private bank account, Yoruba man, so it can accrue interest. And he's meant to be a pious man. Isn't it? Deception. Interview with the Biafran victims of Fulani headsmen in Enugu. Those that doubt us that Fulani headsmen are in control of Enugu. They have taken over the surrounding hills and villages. Here is the proof on Radio Biafra website. Interview with the Biafran victims of Fulani. It's a compulsory viewing for everybody. Go and watch it and be ashamed of who you are. As an impotent Igbo man, go and see your mothers being macheted to death as you're all over the place with your red hat and enkalaria, libating and now go for, let's put it that way, with kola nut every day as a fool. Look at your mothers being raped and killed. Mad people. Mad, insane people. Look at it, it's happening. You want to obey the laws of Nigeria. Stupid people. Stupid people. Your mothers are being killed by young men like yourselves. Don't you have hands and legs? Don't you have hands and legs? Their own mothers are free, enjoying oil money. They took your oil money, still coming down to come and kill your own mom and feed their crops to their cattle. What a shame. What a shame. It is there for all to see. And now the news in greater detail. A federal government delegate to the ongoing national conference, Chief Mike Ozekome, has proposed that the name Nigeria should be changed to Aregin. I repeat, he is a federal government of Nigeria delegate sent by Jonathan. I told you that Jonathan listens to us, doesn't he? They want the name changed. The name Nigeria is the name you give to your dog. Does anybody, before you name your dog Bingo, do you know what Bingo means? Before you name your dog Whiskey, do you know what Whiskey means? Before you name your dog Shibio, do you know what Shibio means? People will know. It doesn't mean anything. It's the name you call a dog. What does Nigeria mean? It has no meaning. Therefore, the people there are dogs and monkeys and animals. They don't have any brain. That is why somebody can come from Scotland and give you a name and you accept it. Because you're not human. You are not worthy to be called a human being. A federal government delegate at the ongoing national conference, Chief Mike Ozekome, has proposed that the name Nigeria should be changed to Aregin. He made the proposal on Wednesday, only yesterday, while contributing to the debate on the report of the Committee on Political Restructuring and Forms of Government, co-chaired by retired General Ike Nwachukwu and Honorable Umaru Kumalia. The Edo State-born legal luminary. That is, the zoo. A place where there is no law, you have lawyers. That is what I find astonishing. Nigeria has no law, do not understand the concept or principle of rule of law, yet somebody can be a legal luminary, where police can arrest somebody arbitrarily, where you can be shot at a checkpoint, where if you don't give bribe, you're finished. Somebody's a legal luminary. I don't know how this is possible in Africa, you know. A legal luminary in a place where there is no law, where there is lawlessness, there is a legal luminary. Hey. Black people. Black. No wonder you people are being chased from one country to another. Like the animals that some of you are. Like the animals that you are. Begging for visa to go to another man's country to go and wash plate and be security guard, to go and sweep the street, to go and look after old men and women. When your own mother and your own father is being chased in the village by Hausa Fulani men, you are busy washing and bathing and pancaking other people's mother. Outside, and then you're running about for your visa, looking for somebody to get married to so you can get visa and stay in that country. What a shame. What a very massive shame upon all of us. All of us, everybody, nobody's being excluded. All of us, myself included. Shame and shame and shame on us. They want to change their name. He's a legal luminary where there is no law. A legal luminary. Have you heard of such rubbish before? It's like going to hell and meeting Lucifer and saying to Lucifer, "Oh, there is a saint here. See, meet Saint Chukwuma is here in hell. Is that possible? Is that possible? Where Lucifer is presiding, you have saints. Is that possible? It's like calling somebody a constitutional expert or legal luminary in the zoo called Nigeria, where there is no law. Where there is no constitution. He is, let us continue to let you know that he got it from Radio Biafra, no other place. People listen to us. They listen. I don't mean high-born criminals, corrupt people, they listen to Radio Biafra. This is the proof here that Radio Biafra is more important than any media in the world. When they listen to us, they download it and they sit down and listen to our gospel. And they try to change from it, but it's too late for them. The Edo State-born legal luminary argued that it was imperative to wash Nigeria of the colonial legacy, saying it was a colonially imposed name which should be changed to reflect originality, suggesting that the old national anthem written by Mr. Taiwo Akinwumi and the old flag which was designed with the rising sun on it should be reintroduced as it is peculiar with all parts of the country. Are people reading this and listening at all? Are people listening to Radio Biafra this morning at all or not? Because things are happening. I told you after the 30th of May, did I not tell you that things will happen? Things will happen that you have never seen before. Because on the 30th of May, we called upon the spirit of the 3.5 million dead and said to them, this work you started, we finish. Is it not happening now? This was written in English, so people will not understand the gravity. People don't know what Jonathan is saying here. People don't understand what is happening because this man, his name is Michael Zekome, was sent by Jonathan to the confab. Can people appreciate what is happening here? I will read this very paragraph again so that people understand it. All this news is on radiobiafra.co, please, our main website. My goodness me. I never believed that this is possible. That they listen to Radio Biafra and they keep quiet. Like Ohaneze, Igbo Surume, Igbo Jikotaka, Igbo rubbish. They listen to everybody listens. Everybody. They may not have the courage to call Radio Biafra, but everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody. Including Her Majesty the Queen. Because even here, she can get the truth as well. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. Can you see that the zoo listen to Radio Biafra? I must read this news. I have to read it. In full. So you know how strong we are. that the vermins and vagabonds of Okorocha try to, do you know who we are? Do you know the men and women all over that listen to us? Including World Health Organization. Do you know those that listen to radio? Do you know those that listen to Radio Biafra? Because we are not rich. We don't have to be rich. We only need to speak the truth. You don't need to have money to speak the truth. In fact, the more poverty-stricken you are, the more the likelihood you will speak the truth. In our own case. Not for the wretched vultures that went to Okorocha and now they have been disgraced as liars and cheats. No mercy for the leadership. For the ordinary people, they are welcome back. People should allow them to come and join us. Let them come back, all of them. But for the four conspirators, four of them, there is no way back for them. Forever and ever. The rest can be allowed to come back. We are reporting on the person that Jonathan sent to the confab. This news is fascinating. This news is fascinating. Fascinating. I don't even know where to begin to read it. It's fascinating. This is proof that everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They'll tell you, oh, no, I've not heard about it. I don't know about it. I don't know what they're doing. But the criminal has downloaded Radio Biafra on their phone, waiting to listen to it when you get away from there. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody. I told you that Good Luck Jonathan is the number one fan of Radio Biafra since 2009. I got an inside information. The person, I won't tell you what he does for Jonathan, called me in 2009 and said, my Oga does not play with Radio Biafra. He listens every night. This is the proof. I wish he can listen to us. Come out of that place, declare Biafra and run away if he wants to. We've told him that before. Maybe one day he will do it. Maybe one day. Or with this thing, he's trying to tell us that he's listening, that we shouldn't be too critical of him. I will start from the beginning so you appreciate what we're doing here. You have to. We are not taking calls yet. Please bear with us. Because this doesn't happen very often. When they come out to admit, more or less openly, that yes, we are being educated by Radio Biafra. It is here for all to see. A federal government delegate, I must analyze this news very, very simply. A federal government delegate means somebody sent by Jonathan as the head of the federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. This man is speaking for Jonathan at the conference. A federal government delegate at the ongoing national conference, Chief Michael Zekome, has proposed that the name Nigeria should be changed to Aragin. Nigeria should be changed. Let us find out why. Not from Radio Biafra, please. From Jonathan. Let us see why Jonathan wants the name Nigeria to be changed. He made the proposal on Wednesday while contributing to the debate on the report of the Committee on Political Restructuring and Forms of Government, co-chaired by Omar Sanda Nwachukwu, the killer of our people at Asaba, and Honorable Umaru Kumaila. The Edo State-born legal luminary argued that it was imperative to wash Nigeria of the colonial legacy, saying that it was a colonial-imposed name, which should be changed to reflect originality, suggesting that the old national anthem written by Mr. Taiwo Akinwumi and the old flag, which was designed with the rising sun. Are you people listening? Rising sun. They want to put our rising sun in their new flag. Are you listening? Things are happening. And on it should be reintroduced. And it is peculiar with all parts of the country trying to show us that they want to reintegrate everybody into one by incorporating the rising sun. That's what this man is saying. That is what Jonathan is saying. He wants the rising sun on a new Nigerian flag. And he wants the name changed. They have agreed that the name should be changed to reflect originality. What it means is that the name Nigeria has no meaning. It has no origin. This is what we have been preaching. My dear Lord. I will continue. This is this man speaking for Jonathan at the conference. This is what he had to say. It's a direct quote, please. I want to move that this conference should consider changing the name of the country to reflect our originality. The name Nigeria was a colonial imposition which must be corrected. The name was given to the country by Flora Shaw, who later became Lady Lugard, he said. He added that the country was known formally as the Northern and Southern Protectorates before being changed to Nigeria, meaning Niger areas within the River Niger, by Lady Flora Shaw. Oh dear Lord God in heaven. Chukwuabiam is God. this man is quoting verbatim radio. Everything we say here is what they're now saying. We are formidable. Formidable. It is here for all to see. Go and read it on Radio Biafra. This news should be circulated widely. Our former, everybody that is responsible for scooping this, this is a major, major development in the history of Radio Biafra and what we are doing. This news should be circulated everywhere, that people may know that we are here to educate. People say, oh, you insult you. Rubbish. We insult you if you're a fool. That is part of being truthful. If you're a fool, we tell you you're a fool. That is being truthful. If you are a monkey, we tell you that, yes, white people are correct. You are a monkey, and give you reasons as to why you are a monkey. We don't pamper your stupidity here. Never. If you are a fool, we tell you. If you are a genius, we also tell you. Do you think that because white people said that you are monkeys, we cannot... It's correct based on what they have seen and based on what we have seen. We behave like monkeys, if not worse. If not worse, legal luminary in a place where there is no law. How stupid can that get? They are listening to us. I want that news circulated everywhere to let people know how strong we are. That people hide and come and learn from us, but they couldn't contain it. Maybe Jonathan is sending us a message. Oh, please don't crucify me. I am listening to Radio Biafra and I agree with you. That's what he's saying in essence. Another one has come, a legal luminary again, and constitutional expert. His name is Professor Ben Wabeze. He's from Agbaru, but he lives in Ibutameta in Lagos. He's an Igbo man, but he lives in Lagos and spends his time in Abuja. But he is an Igbo leader of elite. Hey, dear Lord. Those who are elite in England, they live in England. The elite of Yoruba live in Yoruba land. The elite of Hausa land live in Kaduna. They live in Zaria. They live in Sokoto. They live in Kano. They live in Maiduguri. But the elite of the Igbo people, they live in Ebutameta, Lagos. Useless people. Useless. Without shame. Legal luminary and frontline constitutional lawyer. Oh, I don't know what that means. Frontline. Who's in the back row? We continue. His name is Professor Ben Wabeze. Former Agbaru is an Agbaru man, an Igbo man. Has again spoken about the ongoing national dialogue, proposing a total devolution of powers at the center to either six or more zones, while the existing 36 states remain basic federating units of government. What Wabeze called for, in effect, was the removal of the exclusive powers presently retained by the federal government to be subdivided into super zones that the 36 states would still be answerable to. Doesn't make any sense to me. Is that going to bring me Biafra? Then says no. So it is not news worthy of reading. The clamor for the state creation pitted delegates against one another at the national conference on Wednesday. This is when Igbo people were begging for yesterday. They are begging again. Can't you give us one more state? That is why we came here. If we don't have any state, our people will stone us when we go back. Please help us. Give us one more state. At least we can go back and say that we did something. Igbo people are the... They confirm. Hey, God. Igbo. Very funny. Some delegates claim that it was wrong for the Committee on Political Restructuring and Forms of Government to have recommended for the creation of one state for the Southeast alone without anything for the other zones. Can you believe that? So if you make Southeast equal to other zones, you have to give other people more states as well. Does that? Where is the equality in it? Anyways, the Hausa man quoted Aristotle. It is an injustice to make something that is unequal. They are unequal to us. How should we be equal to them? Why should you give Igbo people another state to make them like others when they are the lowest of the low? When nobody regards them? Because if you disregard us, we have to regard ourselves, and that is what we are doing, to let the world know that the intellectual drive that gave birth to the zoo called Nigeria came from Biafra land. Nnamdi Azikiwe was the singular brain intellectually behind the emergence of a united federating zoological republic. We have an original from one. We started the World Trade Union movement. Oluwadokunwu here in Britain. here in London, the only black man to stand before white people in those days and win them in an argument. We want to follow in his footsteps. Go there and destroy them with the superiority of our argument. Complete destruction. I feel sorry for them. The day we meet them, they will know that indeed we are learned. Not by going to classroom, but that we are lucky that Chukwu Abiyama said, I consider you people worthy to carry my banner into battle. The same way our veterans gave it to us on the 30th of May. We are begging for one more state, and they are saying they won't give it to us. They can't give it to us because we are Igbo people. Nobody will. As they are coming back now, they say, oh, you want one more state? Okay, why don't you take this $1,000 and go home and tell your people, get one more chieftaincy title, Ochiros won one. Do a party and everybody will go away. And the same thing, they will come back. Let's unite, Igbo. Why can't you unite now? You at Abuja collecting money. Go and unite now, now, now. That Igbo unity. Go and get it in Abuja. But they won't. They talk about state. And somebody kicked them off. Let us read this very news. From Wole Soyinka. A very hopeless man. That stole the Nobel Prize with Obasanjo. From Chinua Achebe. Am I lying? The only time in recorded history. When the Nobel Committee took bribe. Am I lying? The Nobel Committee in Oslo, Norway, did you not take bribe to cancel the name of Chinua Achebe and give it to Wole Soyinka that hasn't written anything at all? How many books did he write? Is the Nobel Prize not based on merit? How many books did Soyinka write compared to Achebe? Very simple. Even Amata Aidu, the Ghanaian writer, wrote more books than Soyinka. Is that not correct? Ask the Nobel Prize. Somebody should call Nobel Prize. Ask them, can you tell us what transpired? How Soyinka beat Achebe to emerge as the Nobel laureate? They will tell you how much Obasanjo gave them in bribe so that a Yoruba man will get it. Nigeria, this is from the same man, Soyinka. Very corrupt and compromised. They call him a social critic. He's a social critic and criticism and critique. Rubbish. No honor and no principle. They made him the chairman of the Federal Road Safety Commission. Am I lying? Those of you old enough as myself. They gave him, you know, Babangida is a very clever man. Gave him 200 million when money had value. The very clever, duplicitous Yoruba man put that money in his bank account. You know, all the fraud you know today is Yoruba. All the fraud you hear of is Yoruba now. Who gave us check fraud? Do we know what it was before? Is Yoruba? Conning people and deceiving them is from Awolowo. Am I lying? Awolowo brought in fraud, his own fraud. Stealing from public. Awolowo. Seconded by Abiola that falsified a check from a Tanzanian. He became a millionaire. Am I lying, Yoruba people? Look at this man called Soyinka. Wole Soyinka. You don't know him, but we do. We know him very, very well. Soyinka is the man pretending he's a public servant with conscience. Babangida gave him money to run Federal Road Safety Commission. He accepted the commission in the first place that he would do the work. He put the money in his account to accrue interest for a very sweet life of himself and his family. Babangida said, you are also a criminal. You also love money. And you're criticizing us. Ask Wole Soyinka, is Radio Biafra lying? Ask him a direct question. What happened to the money you were given? 200 million. What did you do to it? Why did you accept to serve Babangida's administration by accepting the chairmanship of the Federal Road Safety Commission? They will shut up and run away. I'm waiting for this man in a debate. I'm waiting for him publicly. I will strip him bare of all the rubbish. The veneer of respectability will be gone. Because he's a petty rogue like all of them. Let's read what he had to say. Nigeria is suffering greater carnage at the hands of Islamist groups, Boko Haram. than it did during the secessionist civil war. Yet this has ironically made the country's breakup less likely, according to the Nobel laureate, Professor Wole Soyinka. Speaking to Reuters at his home in Abeokuta, he lives in Abeokuta, his village in Abeokuta. But the legal luminary of Igbo constitutional, foremost constitutional expert, Professor Ben Nwabeze, lives in Ebutameta, Lagos. Soyinka lives in his village, Abeokuta. The foremost constitutional expert and lawyer, he's in Lagos. People without shame. Barrister said I should take it easy on them. I said, barrister, but why? They are the ones causing their own downfall. If he lives in Obaro and says something, won't they publish it? At least EK Dife lives in his village. That much, I will always respect him for that. EK Dife lives in his village. Practices as a medical doctor in his village. Speaks and writes from his village. Professor Ben Nwabeze lives in Ebutameta, Lagos. Speaking to Reuters at his home in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Soyinka said the horrors inflicted by the militants have shown Nigerians across mostly the Muslim North and Christian South that sticking together might be the only way to avoid even greater sectarian slaughter. Look at the warped argument of this man. Anyway, of course, had he remained in Oduduwa country, he wouldn't have made 200 million naira, would he? Only in the zoo. I can't read such news. The man has nothing to say. Can you see how empty his argument is? During the slaughter between the Hutus and the Tutsis of Rwanda, it gave power to the Tutsis. During the carnage and slaughter in Yugoslavia, it made it to break up. Everywhere you go to in the world, this level of slaughter and carnage always divides people. But look at a Yoruba man, how he deceptively and cunningly put it. Oh, the only way to avoid further slaughter is by being together. When being together was the reason for the slaughter in the first place, does that make any sense? But if you read this news on the open, you think, hey, a professor is speaking. Empty, vacuous, brainless professor, he doesn't know anything. The reason for the slaughter is because people are together. And you're claiming that to stop the slaughter from continuing, they have to remain together. Does that make any sense to anybody? He should stop speaking because we are watching him very carefully. We analyze everything he says. This shows you that this man knows nothing. Forget about his white beard and his white rubbish, doesn't anything. People are dying because they are together. And you're claiming that for them to avoid dying even further, they should remain even come closer together. Does that make any sense to anybody? But because he's a Yoruba man and I'm an Igbo man, you will say, oh no, he's correct. He's a luminary. He's a Nobel laureate luminary. Mad people. You think degree is what gives you common sense? No, it doesn't. Wole Soyinka has never made any sense in his life. Go and read all his speeches. No sense is being made. People are dying because they are together. And you're claiming that for them to forestall any further carnage, they even have to get more closer together. That the killing happening now will bring them even closer together. Does that make any sense to anybody? Does that make sense to you? Anyway, some of you may see what he's saying as sense because you don't know any better. You are monkeys. And the monkey doesn't quite reason. Just give him banana and granola. I don't know if they eat banana with granola. And they are happy and they are running from one branch to another. A bunch of monkeys, some of you are. You say he's a laureate, Nobel laureate. Has he made any sense now? The reason why people are dying is because they are together. Muslims are killing Christians because they are together. The Muslims can reach the Christians very easily and kill them. And you're saying that the only way for the Christians to avoid further killing is by coming together even more. Does that make sense to any human being with common sense in his head? That is Yoruba philosophical prowess, intellectual prowess being exhibited. It all comes to zero. Just give them a check with nothing in it so they can forge it and go and make money. That's what they do. They are forgers and thieves. That is the news this very morning of Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from London on a day that Jonathan has come out to say more or less, I listen to Radio Biafra, please forgive me. I don't know what we're going to make of this. maybe when the barrister rejoins this evening, because he's on his way to court this morning. I don't know if he's able to hear me and to join us. If he can, then the barrister must come back to me. This is the proof that Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra and beyond. Everybody listen to Radio Biafra. Everybody. They listen. They pretend they don't. Oh, I don't know. I have not heard. Oh, I don't know what they're doing there. Of course they do. Everybody listens to us. They listen because we speak the truth. They listen because we are the children of the light. They listen because what we bring them is the news, is a gospel that will remove, extricate them from the bondage called the Zoological Republic. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. This is a very fantastic day. Wole Soyinka cannot make any sense as usual. But if you look at it on the surface, you think it's making sense. Scratch it a little bit, you will see that the man is as hopeless as the rest of them. He's just like calling Abiola a millionaire, knowing fully well that the man stole the money. He forged the check. It's just like saying, oh, Awolowo is a foremost politician. Awolowo was a murderer. Awolowo was a thief. Stole money to buy shares when the companies were nationalized. Now the animals in the north are asking for all those nationalized companies to be returned back to them once again, or they should be compensated. That is our news this very morning, the third day of July in the year of our Lord, 2014. We are going to the line to speak, or have people speak to us. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, this is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from our, and precisely Biafra from our Enidemi local government, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. I'm very happy to speak to you and to the entire Biafrans all over the world this morning again. Before I go straight to what I want to tell you, Director, I just want to commend you again and say thank you very much, and may Chukwabiamma continue giving you wisdom to lead your people to the promised land.
Thank you.
Director, regarding Wole Soyinka's comment or not comment, Director, this man, you know, they all belong to one world, the same world.
Oboni
people, they all, you see, there is something I would like our people to understand, you know. All those people you are seeing in that zoo, they call themselves prominent men. They are all eating and dining together in the same table. Coming out in the public, criticizing, castigating themselves is just a way of, you know, hypnotizing people, you know, making people to you know, to be more blind and more unconscious to what is reality, you know, about the society. So our people should know that these people, they are the Illuminatis. They are the same people sucking blood. They are the same people causing the deaths and the massacre of all the Christians, the innocent people in that country, because they derive pleasure on it. That is a sign of a kind of sacrificing blood to their own gods, and they are happy to see those things. So whatever he wants to say, he can continue saying. He can even go to hell. That is his problem. We are Biafrans, and we have already gone. We have already taken our country, so we don't need them anymore. Director, the most important thing that led me to call you this morning is nothing but, Director, please, you know I love you so much, and I am proud of you, and I wouldn't want anybody to push you into mistakes, into error, because knowing fully well that this struggle is a holy struggle, and it's a struggle of dedicated by Chukwuabiamma and to Chukwuabiamma himself. You know, and all glory goes back to him. And the Director, I would not like people to push you into drawing down the anger of Chukwuabiamma on you. Director, when people are out of this struggle, they are out. It was not you who took them away. It was Chukwuabiamma who judged that these people cannot be among or lead his people. Then he separated them from Biafra, this Biafra cause. Please, director, you know our God, Chukwuma, is never a sentimental or emotional God. He is always, his yes is yes, and his no is no. Please, director, if all this be their human right or whatever they call it, animal right or human right, I don't know, or I don't know whatever the spirit light right, they are coming back. Please, director, be careful that they will not push you into the wrath of God, because if you go to the Bible, you will see David. Bible called him, God Himself, Chukwuma called him a man after my own heart. David was a man after God's own heart. But something happened. David, because of lust of flesh, David committed a sin. One day, David came out of his house and he saw a wife of Uriah. And the wife was taken back, and David desired that woman, and David took that woman to himself. And David slept with this woman and impregnated this woman. Listen to me very well. Now, because the abomination have been committed, David now looked at the way to wipe away this abomination. And the Israelites were in the war that moment. David was saying, okay, the husband was in the same war there, and David now sent an order to take Uriah himself to the front war so that he will be killed. Then they did it, and Uriah was killed. And David now took his wife to himself. And when God sent his prophet Nathanael to go and confront David, David acknowledged his sin. And he said, oh Lord, I have sinned. The Bible said that he went into mourning and into fasting and praying. He was
I can't see the relevance of this.
I'm coming. I'm going somewhere. And now, David, God forgive David. And there's no problem. God forgive them. But one day, do you know the reason why I'm saying this? I'm coming. One day, David, God accepted David again. But David could not be able to build a temple for God, because there was a time David wanted to build a temple to God. God said, no, David, you are not going to build any temple for me, because your hands are full of blood. God was not referring to David for the war. He was not referring to David for killing Goliath, but for the fact that he shedded the blood of an innocent man and took his wife. God refused David to build a temple for him. Director, any man, any woman that have been standing against this Biafra struggle is a murderer. Because the more they waste time, the more innocent souls are killed. And those innocent souls that were killed, they are the killers.
You still have not drawn any direct inference from what you said.
I'm trying there is that this Biafra human rights, these people, they are killers. Because they pulled down the Radio Biafra. Do you know when this Radio Biafra started? I've been hearing about this Radio Biafra since a long time ago from US. But these people, because of, director, if had it been that these people did not spoil everything, we would have gotten our Biafra today, director. We would have gotten our Biafra. But these people, they did, because of their money conscience, they did everything, and the little Biafra, the first one fell, and now the second one came now, and they start continue fighting against the Biafra. For the cause of liberation of his people, their people, they are fighting against them. And the more they are fighting against us, they are drawing us back. And the more innocent people are being killed. And today they want to come back again. They have committed all their abominations. They have eaten all the money. They have sabotaged everything that we were doing. And today they want to come back. Please, director, what I'm begging you, please. Because these people, they are going to draw somebody into the anger of God. God have rejected them from this struggle. No man should bring them in, please. They should stay where they are. They can be the spectators. Clapping for us when we are marching forward. But to come in again, please, director. We can forgive them. We have forgiven them. Who are we not to forgive? Who are you not to forgive? We can forgive them. But we cannot bring them, because this is not emotional and sentimental cause. A lot of blood are involved. A lot of souls, innocent souls are involved. If they can stand on the souls of the 3.5 million and counting Biafrans killed during the war and up to today, and they try to boycott anything that will make Biafra to be actualized, to be realized, and in time and in the moment supposed to be. Director, they are murderers. They are killers. They are killers. Please, for God's sake, if they come in, they will still spoil others. They will, if we bring them in, they will still continue doing their work. They will be doing it underground now. They are the saboteurs, Director. If the, God allow them to go, because God have judged that these people cannot follow up with this thing. And there's no need we can bring them in. Even if it is me, Director, tomorrow if I mess up, I'm off. Nobody should beg for me. You know? That is freedom fighting, Director. Please. So that they will not draw you into the anger of God. Because this is a struggle that God himself, want it to be this way. We are not playing with sentiments and emotion. Please, Director. Because I heard you this morning before I went to drop the kids in the school. You said we can bring them, some people who left and come back. No, I never understand what you meant by that.
I will then explain to you. I still fail to see the correlation between Uriah and David. Are you saying that some of the believe people, they are now Uriah's wife?
Yes, Director, because Uriah killed and he could not, because David could not, David killed Uriah and he could not build the temple for God. David wanted to build a temple for God. God refused David to build the temple because his hands are no more clean. And David now took that money and kept for his son Solomon, who built this temple later.
I know what you're saying. I can see the point you're making, but the inference you're drawing, I cannot make the connection. Let me put it this way to you. The people responsible for organizing this very destabilization move, they will never be forgiven. But there are those that were led astray. Even people that have been led astray by Satan, sometimes when they ask for forgiveness, they are always forgiven. These people, they were led astray by a group of people. Four people led them astray. Those four people are forever banished. But those they led astray is a process of learning. If they come back, we allow them. But the leadership that led them astray, we can never forgive them. And they know it very well. We can't forgive them. But for the ordinary people, we allow them to come. It's the same thing with MASOP. I was holding meetings with MASOP members back home. A lot of their commanders at home. Owazurike, I will not forgive. But MASOP members, I will and I can forgive them. And reintegrate them into the struggle. And they will fight for their country. I met them at home. But the person that led them astray will never be forgiven. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We are going to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good morning. This is Uchechukwuno speaking from Republic of Ireland.
Thank you very much, Uchechukwu. Thank you very much for calling. What is happening to Awuzie? Is he okay at all?
Awuzie, he's there. We are working together. Okay. You know, it's only that he have a little sickness, but he's coming
imagine.
Back to normal.
I can imagine.
He's a great guy. He's with me all the time. He's there. He's very strong.
Wonderful. I didn't know he was not feeling very well. I would have called him. He's one of us. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, just regarding to what you are saying, you know, this very morning, what Ojukwu is saying, to be honest, Ojukwu is very, very right in what he's saying. You know, this thing that happened, those people that wanted to bring this, our struggle down, I want to tell you, Director, it's not only you that they hurted their heart. They hurted all Biafran all over the world. And we have to be very, very careful, Director, because this very moment is a very delicate moment for us. We are not doing this thing just in order to say no. We are going for what you are saying. But we need you so much and we don't want anything to hurt you. That is why we're saying this thing. This is a spiritual warfare that we are going in. Director, you have to listen very well and think this thing very, very well, because I know what myself and Peter Awuzie passed in Cork here when some people they move away. They wanted this very Biafran cause to come down. If it is not by the grace of God, I tell you that there will be no Biafra in this very Cork. I am telling you this. I fought that is head to toe. I was sleeping and the attack had come in every angle. Even in the daytime, it wasn't easy for me. Even at that 30th day, that 30th May, it wasn't easy for me because these people wanted to bring very Biafra down to this very talk that I'm saying, Director. You will not know what we pass through here. It's only God that knows what we pass through here. Because these people went even to the point where they are working, they are criticizing you morning and every blessed single day. They are criticizing you, saying all sorts of things, even saying that they want to go and join, they are working to go and join the Zionists. They were criticizing you. People that want to come in, they are countering them, chasing them away. You have to think very well before you start making a very great mistake. Because if you want anybody to come out, I want you to bring it out on air so that people will say yes or no if they are going to come. I have to say this thing to you. We are still struggling up to today. Even the day, the 30th day, that 30th May, these people went and do a sign, put everything there. They came out there. They still want to fight. When we prepared to do our matching, they wanted to fight there. But in order to make everything to go well, we keep very quiet. We kept very quiet, welcome them, say, okay, come. We let them pull us. We don't even say anything. We say, let them pull us. We even give them mic to speak. We give some of them mic to speak in order to make everything to calm down. That will not make them to come and destroy what we're doing. Because if they come in, there will be a very big trouble. It's going to be a very big trouble. Because when the problem started here, I spoke with most of them. I said, why are you running away? What is happening to you? What is the problem? If you are someone that wants this very Biafra to move forward and they have a problem, you cannot come to their people and say, this is the problem I have. You went back and start criticizing our director, saying all sorts of words against you. People that want to come, they chase them away. People that want to come, they chase them away. There was a time that it's only myself and Peter Wizier was coming to meeting. Only two of us was coming to meeting every blessed Sunday. We come to meeting, we are fighting. Until today, God made it that we build this Biafra in Cork back again. And now you are saying that these people should come back. They can come back, but they are not going to be with us. I'm just telling you the truth. They are not going to be when we are doing the meeting because they have made us to suffer. The money we are contributing, myself and Peter, we were contributing this money. Until Brown came in, three of us started doing it. Until Osobe then came back from Nigeria and came. Or the people start coming in. Often, this is what we are fighting up to today, Director. Please, listen very well and think about this thing very, very well. It's not that we are enemy of anybody. These people chase themselves away by themselves. If you have a problem at the top, you have to come and tell the people you are working together and say, this is the problem I have. They doesn't want to do that. Rather, going to criticize you. Even saying that every time Director is saying Chukwuapiama, Chukwuapiama, Chukwuapiama. There's all sorts of bad words they say there. But I never call you and say this to you, Director. I left them. I said, let them go. Because I am not a kind of person that like to gossip or to counter person. I like to say my own one-on-one, face-to-face. I called them. I made my time. I called them. They even caused problem. The wife of one of them called my wife and started warning my wife. That is, you tell my wife that I shouldn't start talking about them. When I was calling some of the members, I said, can you call this guy and tell him nothing is happening? Come, let us make this very movement going. They don't want. They were criticizing you. Director, have to be very, very careful. And one guy called you before from Ireland. I said, he's a very strong member, which I inbox you, tell you that this guy is not a Biafra. It's not a devil, it's not one of us. This guy has never come to our meeting. He haven't even bring €5 to our meeting, but he's a secret listener. He will listen, he will come and start the program with you and end the program with you. It's not one of us. Francis Mokoye is his name. I told you, I inboxed you, I said, man, this very guy is not one of us. Even as I said, this guy did not come out. Please. think about this thing and even discuss it with the board of Radio Biafra before you, as you said, let them come in. If you're talking about Masop, that would be okay because people of Masop are not in Europe. They don't know what is happening. They don't do us anything. But those that want to fall this very course down should leave us alone until we get our Biafra. If we get our Biafra, then we can call them in to be one of them.
Yes. Please. Argument. Thank you very much. Argument well made. I understand that very well. But of course, Biafra belongs to Biafrans. They decide what happens. We have a caller on Skype. You have been waiting and waiting and waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. I commend your patience. People should be like you. When you call Radio Biafra and you are on hold on Skype or Tango or Viber, stay where you are. Eventually, I will come to you. Thank you for waiting. Please, go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. My name is Nnamdi Oluigbo, and I'm calling from Switzerland. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I'm the National PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in Switzerland. Director, I must say good morning to you, to fellow Biafrans all over the world. I welcome you all today, this beautiful day. First of all, Director, I want to just hint on the issue of you talking about not listening to Radio Biafra. There's something I want you to know. Every secret service, every functional secret service in this world is listening to Radio Biafra. So who is Jonathan not to listen to Radio Biafra? Because this is the only platform where you can get the factual facts about the history of Nigeria. The media, the Yoruba media are not telling us the truth. The Hausa BBC service does not say anything that has an impact on people of Biafra or our Igbo people. So this is the only platform where we can be able to give out our voice. So he must listen to it. He must. He has to. But that's by the way anyway. My reason for calling was I called 2 days ago concerning the upcoming World Conference on Indigenous People taking place at the United Nations, which you promised that Uche was going to send me the information so I can be able to register our people to attend the conference. But I've not been able to receive any information yet. But I understand there are too much works for you.
That is not actually. There has been, he has informed them, they said to give us 48 hours. So after 48 hours, which was yesterday and today, we expect to hear back from them today. Then he will forward the information to you.
Okay, super, yeah. super. That's good. I didn't know that any moves has been made.
Yeah, anyway. It's been made. They said 48 hours and then they will come back. To us. Okay. Once they come back to us, then we forward them to you.
Okay, good. I also want to use this opportunity to inform our people, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and as well, in extension to Radio Biafra, that on the 9th of August, the United Nations marks that day as the International Day of Indigenous People all around the world. On the 9th of August. So I think it would also be a good idea if our people can organize something around the world, something not very massive or something really not great like we did the last time, just like a small, you know, rally or
a
whatever.
Small gathering somewhere, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a mini conference or something like that.
Yes, there are some going on. The United Nations is organizing theirs around the world, I think mostly in New York. That the party will end somewhere in New York or so, and it's on a Sunday. So I think it would be a very good idea if we can talk to our national coordinators and our people around the world. Let's see if we can continue our evangelization and spread our gospel.
You said it's the 9th of August, you said. Is that correct?
Yeah, 9th of August.
So we can do something depending on where I am in the world, depending on where I am. If I'm, say, for instance, in Belgium at that time, we do something in Belgium. Wherever we are, we can try and arrange something. But at the same time, we must also make sure, as you said, put all the national coordinators on alert to see what they can come up with. I think in a very short while, every national coordinator should be able to call a conference of Biafrans within the country he or she is taking care of for people to come out. And 9th of August, as you said, is a Sunday, will be a very good day to do that. We shall look into it, of course, deliberate it within the board, and then obviously make the Directorate of State aware of it so that their input will be taken on board, and then we'll go and roll it out. Thank you very much. Thank you. I welcome it when you call. I welcome it. You make so much sense. I love it. We have another brother also, I believe, because from the picture I'm seeing, he too has been waiting for a very long time. And we welcome him. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a caller on... where are you calling me? Are you on the phone or on Skype?
I'm on phone. I'm calling from China.
From China. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My name is MDJ Kwebuka Sivir. By the special grace of God, I'm the Secretary of Biafra in China.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I call to thank you for enlightening us every day by day. And at the same time, I greet all my brothers in China, those that have sacrificed a lot, those that have sacrificed their time, all they have to make sure that this movement is going to come to actualization. At the same time, my director, it still bothers me why some people still can't believe that Biafra will come. Sometimes when I speak about Biafra to some people, they keep saying all sorts of nonsense that Biafra will kill ourselves, we'll do this, we'll do that. But all I used to tell them is that they should wait and see how Biafra will come. And they shall come home. The home is for all of us. It's not much all of us will join together to bring Biafra. There are people that are called to do it. After all, the work of God, the Bible says that the spirit of the Holy Spirit has people that he has his gift for. So we, the Biafrans that are out to do the work, we are going to make sure that Biafra will come and will come to stay. My director, I also thank you again, and I'm calling to tell you that we, the Biafrans in China, are formidable. Not even the people that are attacking us, that are trying to do everything possible to deserve our meeting, to prosper. Because if they do, that means God doesn't exist. For God said that whatever he has put together, not even devil himself, that put an end to it. That is why I have the strong mind that for the fact that God is with us, he's going to make Biafra a reality, and it must come. Thank you, my director. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you for your call. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. He or she has been waiting as well. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, director.
Yes, hello, my dear brother.
I was talking to you before then.
Were you? Okay. My apologies. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm calling from Luxembourg, but I'm an indigenous people of Biafra in France.
You're calling from Luxembourg, yes?
Luxembourg. So, you may think why Luxembourg people, they're not in our
up and doing. They are not. Luxembourg is not up and doing. Why?
Why is because billions of them here is born by Elsa Planet, you know. So they don't care. I try to. I have done a lot to let people know that what's going on here. But it's like something we are, what we are talking now about Bigger people. So a lot of them are here also in Luxembourg. So that's why. If we are trying, putting everything down, but I hope we will still fight them, because they cannot do anything. So what I wanted to say that 2 years ago I met one guy here. So because I live in France, so but my children and my wife live in Luxembourg. So I'm normally I used to stay in France always and Luxembourg always because sometimes I live in Luxembourg, sometimes I live in France. So. I'm working in France. So I met one guy. He said his name is HK. I don't know if you know this guy. He said he's also a member of BDA. I don't know if you know this guy. HK somebody.
Like, is it Dr. HK or AGK? Which one?
HK
man. What is his surname?
HK man. I don't know. I couldn't remember. So. So it's him that brought about Biafra one day in Luxembourg, the call meeting. So I was attended in this meeting. So about Biafra. So he said he does a rally before in Austria and everything. So he won Biafra and the Bilia and the whatever. So after everything, so I tried to get contact with this guy. So we talked sometimes about Biafra because I was desperate to about Biafra. I'm very, very hardcore on that. What's going on in, my, in our place is crazy. So then one day, we are also going to sometimes useless Igbo meeting sometimes. So sometimes when I try to talk to her, talk to him about Biafra, he didn't give me any good result. Then one day he told me about one story about the one, okay, he said they are going for fighting for Biafra. They are going back with lawyer and then also in go to England, they meet one lawyer. So the lawyer told them that they will pay 10 million. So they stop. So I was thinking this, what this guy was saying. I said, okay, you was fighting for your freedom, then you, lawyer tell you 10 million, then you stop. You have no other solution. So I go back to my home. I was thinking about this thing. I said, what this guy is talking about? If you're a freedom fighter, I have to fight for that. Then some after with this legend Biafran started again, so I went to his place. I said, now are you listening to Legend Biafran? So he started telling me about you and then telling me this and that, that you moved against the before and started Legend Biafran. Then you went and changed, you're talking all kind of rubbish. I said, okay, as far as you're a Biafran, you cannot, you have to fight. You know, even somebody have to change it, they tell the person the good and everybody have to discuss and then talk and be into compromise. So this is not, this doesn't mean that you can just get out from that. So he said, okay, well, no problem. So I said, see, because I stay interested in Biafra, so that's why I came to you, so you have to give me some explanation. So finally, one day we went to Igbo meeting. He started talking some rubbish. And then saying that you.
Why, my dear brother, why are we giving this man so much airtime? He is irrelevant. Who is this person? Don't talk about Deadwood. He's a nobody. I don't know who he is, and I don't care to know who he is. He is taking our airtime. He doesn't exist in as much as we are concerned.
I want to tell you that they cannot stop us. They can't stop us. And then once again, I want to tell you about this EKG or something. You know, this guy, this man that about Bilia or something like that. Last time I called this man because he wrote something in the internet and then he put his number. I think he do remember about you or something like that.
Yes.
Now, what is the name of this man from this Bilia?
I don't know their names. I don't know they are irrelevant.
It is EKG or. This old man you were talking last time is also a BDA. Let me remember this guy, this man name.
My dear brother, forget these people, they are irrelevant.
He put his number, I call him direct, his phone number at Abuja, and ask him some questions. I said, okay, you said you are fighting for Biafra. For how long? Because long time ago, since 40-something years now, we are waiting for Biafra. And that we didn't hear, then you people said you're BDA and whatever. Okay, then can you explain to me what is the meaning of BDA and then what you guys, people are fighting for? They said that if I go to the court, then what I understand, he told me that they give them some money. They give us some compensation. I said, okay, they give the compensation they give to you, is it for the clean of Biafra, or is it for the 3.5 million people that died in Biafra war? He was very, very upset. Then I started talking to this man. He said, I'm not his this and that. I'm not his mate. I said, this is no matter of mate. I want to know if what people you people should stop criticizing people and talking some rubbish. People are dying everywhere. Our people are dying.
My dear brother, these people, let me make it very clear. This is Radio Biafra. We are not in the business of gossip. We speak the truth the way we see it. I would not tolerate calls here on Radio Biafra, people talking about Deadwoods that nobody know of. I have issued a challenge.
My brother,
I have issued a challenge. If you have anything you want to say, I will be in America. I am going to Europe. There is one of them. I am going to meet him personally, face to face, in Germany. I have his number. I told him I'm coming to go and see him face to face. I will record our conversation. These are cowards working for the zoo called Nigeria. Why can't they come out, for goodness sake? I have offered to indigenous people of Biafra. We will host the convention or meeting anywhere. Come out with what you have. And I come out with what I have. I can assure you, by the time we finish, if you go back to your house, you cannot get in anymore. They cannot come because they are cowards. I hate cowards. Cowards to the bone. Cowards to the core. We are here to discuss this very news today, that Jonathan is listening to Radio Biafra and he is taking our views forward to the national conference they are holding in the capital of the zoo. That is of interest to me, not these vagabonds. They don't interest me. Anybody thinks they can come out, come on Radio Biafra and speak. And be, who are these people? They are nobodies, all of them. They don't exist to us. They call on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They can't hear me at all, at all, at all. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning. Are you speaking to me directly?
I'm speaking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, fantastic. My name is Tochukwu Onu. I'm calling from Exeter. I want to say good morning to you, director, and to the fellow board of the editorial board of Radio Biafra London, and to say Otuto Oma to my fellow Biafran. I've got quite a few things to contribute today. I tried to call in yesterday. Unfortunately, I couldn't get through. I could imagine there were so many calls. First of all, let me say that there was a caller previously this morning who sort of read a Bible regarding David and Uriah.
Exactly. I couldn't see the correlation. Maybe you can tell me. I couldn't see the link between the two.
Yeah, director, yes. I wanted to comment because I fully understood where he was coming from. You see, this Biafra, you have said it time and time again, this Biafra is a spirit. There are people who, when we talk about Biafra to them, immediately they catch the fire. Immediately, they don't need someone to convince them otherwise, you see. I am one of them. I'll tell you, like, in my family, I know a lot of people as well who are Biafrans, and a lot of people as well who want to see Biafra come, but they are not, you would say that the spirit is not, they are not on fire for Biafra, you see. So, anybody that, believe Human Rights Initiative or whatever they call themselves, managed to convince in the clear evidence of what was happening to Biafrans, of what's happening to us, the Igbos, everyone in the zoo called Nigeria, then these people are not on fire for Biafra. And there's a reason why it would be very, very detrimental to the struggle if we allow these people. Because when you have people who, like, I'll tell you, you see, everyone that came out on the 30th of May, me, I live in Exeter, that's like 5 hours drive away from London. I went to London a day before the Remembrance Day. I lodged in a hotel and I made sure that I was on the Remembrance Day. You see, everyone that had put in, you know, and asked everyone that have called in here to recommend something, everyone that have done something, you know, in their own little way, even though they might have not called in to say it or stuff. These are people who are Biafrans. And now there's a risk, a very high risk, that if you take these people who are hot and mix them with people who are lukewarm, who have managed to be convinced, then you begin to, you know, dilute the fire for Biafra. I personally, you see, I think it is best for us to not even advise or recommend that these people will come in and will forgive them. They can go and ask Chukwu Abiyama for forgiveness, and they can begin to start from the back of the queue. We don't need these people. I'll tell you, you know, it's just like when I don't know exactly the person in the Bible, but they went to go and foresee a city that they wanted to fight. Now, when they came back and people were given accounts of what they saw, many people were saying, "Oh, these guys, the city is full of giants. This, and this." A few people were saying, "Listen, we are able to go up and take over this mountain. We are able to capture this people." Now, you see, these are the people who are on fire. And these are the people you need to go and capture the city. Not people who have already seen the impossibility before even the battle started.
So Very good point you make. Yes, I'm persuaded by your argument. Very, very incisive. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. And so these are the people we need in this program. And I think, believe you me, we have more than enough. We trust me, we do have more than enough. In fact, Biafra, it is a matter of when, not if. I'm telling you, you know, what I've been hearing, I sincerely apologize. Maybe what I could have done a lot more, I've not done as much as I could, but it's because it's number one, distance, you know, from London, which is the closest place for me, and everything like that. But, you know, we have more than enough, you see. Okay, I'll leave you at that, and I know that, you know, you have a very good discerning spirit, but please, let us not use raw charcoal to dilute the charcoal that is already on fire. You know, Biafra already has its people. Biafra is a matter of when, not if, you know. The second point I wanted to raise was, you know, yesterday, you know, someone called in with a very, very good suggestion. He said, you know, we can sort of set a date where people will come around and we will go in front of the media house, BBC in particular, you know, to go and show these people that, you know, we are formidable, you know, because on 30th of May, I don't know whether they gave you the full briefing of what happened. You know, while we were at the, what's that square? While we were sort of there.
Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, thank you. Remembering our fallen heroes and remembering veterans that paid their lives, you know, we had like, you know, two or three Apache helicopters, you know, this is warfare helicopters, fly over us, you see. This was, I think it happened like three times, you see. But whenever the helicopters came, what I loved about Biafran was we didn't even care. We even made the singing and the shouting even louder so that if they want to kill us, let them kill us there so that the British people will see what their government is doing in their name. You know, so whenever this event is agreed on, the date is agreed on, I would love to be there because in fact, I would leave everything I'm doing to make sure I'm there, because enough is enough. Enough is enough of this sort of subjugation. Anyone that cannot see from the video that was posted even yesterday, how can someone who has a mind of a human being even think of attacking an old woman, not even think of massacring an old woman? Now, it's unfathomable. As in, I don't even really understand how these people reason. But, you know, soon they will hear from us. I was loving the argument from Chukabosa. I was loving when he was saying, listen, when we come back here again, we will come back like this to video you. If they want an eye, we'll give them an eye. Enough of the time when if someone takes an eye, if someone slaps you one side, you turn up it. That is the statement of cowardice. That's a statement of folly. That's a statement that hates human existence. That's a statement that puts people in slavery. If someone hits you by mistake, that's now something understandable. But if someone deliberately comes to hurt you, you must be a fool and a coward to do nothing about it. And their friends are not fools, I can tell you very, very well. We must, if I time to, time for it, I'm just happy that we've arranged, you know, to get this thing on to get our contribution for the Defense League on motion. Now, the third one I wanted to say again, sorry, I'm taking a bit of time. The third one I wanted to say is, if we contribute this money from around the world, I have an advice. The reason why I have this advice is I've watched quite a few, you know, documentary on happenings, you know, around the world. When we get this money, I would think it would be of best interest for Biafran to distribute this money as much as we can. You know, because we are talking about fighting, you know, a very, very corrupt government that will do everything in its power to make sure that we do not get what we're asking for. So if it is possible that when we get this money, we don't just start it in one account, even if it's possible, we can invest some of this money. We can use it to buy some of, like, assets that are very, very, like, gold and stuff like that are very, very, you know, easy to be sold on the market. The reason why I say this is because if, for example, we have an account where we have £2 million or $2 million sitting there, you know, and that money is to be frozen pending investigation. You know how these people behave in this country. They say, oh, it's been frozen pending investigation. And we have something going on ground. It will take time for us to assess this money. So if we can sort of decimate it whilst we are contributing, we are letting very, very, you know, superior powers in this world to know that Biafrans all over the world, this is money that are being contributed by Biafrans. This is not money from fraud, you know, all this kind of thing. Then I think it will help us a very big deal, because I know that, you know, we should want to get to our target very soon. But it is best that we sort of use it. You know, if we cannot use it all immediately, put some in cash, just something to break the money down so that...
Yes, we have plans. I'm not an accountant. I'm not. But the chair of the Finance Scrutiny Committee is a chartered accountant here in the United Kingdom and is himself a millionaire, more or less. He is a millionaire anyway, because the portfolio of interest he has in this country makes him a millionaire. He knows what to do. He is a very successful businessman. He would know what to do. And then we leave that to them. We leave that to the experts. I'm not. I'm a political economist. I'm not into investments. But the point you're making is to keep our funds safe. And I'm sure with the caliber of men and women we have assembled together, they should be able to come up with that. I will just pass it on to them. I don't handle that anymore. Thank you, my dear brother, very much for joining us this very morning. We have somebody, I believe, on the coordinator's line. Is that correct?
Yes, director.
Please, my dear sister, your name and where you're calling from.
Director, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, go ahead. Hi. Your line is not very steady. Can you hear me? Hey, Norma, can you hear me? Isn't Norma calling? No, she cannot. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please.
Director, good morning, sir. Director, my name is Peter Ewuzie, the coordinator of Cork chapter in Ireland. Director, you're welcome. We're welcome from our Biafra land, blessed land.
Thank you.
Director, I appreciate what you're doing. I thank you. I thank all the officers of Radio Biafra and all indigenous people of Biafra. Director, God is with you. Director, I thank God for the journey mercy. You're a great man. I said it before that the womb that gives birth to you, God bless that womb. That woman is a great woman. Director, may God bless you and bless all your family. Director, this news this morning, I don't want to be calling every time, you know, to allow people, the new people, to talk, you know, to say something, one reason or the other to Biafrans. Not that I'm keeping quiet. We are working here underground, physically, spiritually. When I say spiritually, I mean both prayer. We're putting everything together. I heard that when my PRO said something, I said all. You know, sometimes it's not good to talk too much, but the action follows. We are working hard here, and I thank God that we have restored that which Satan wanted to destroy in Cork. And Cork is formidable. Cork is great. Everybody saying
that. I know that.
Director, the news you said this morning, you see, why I'm called is to tell you, because I heard when you asked of me, to tell you that I'm here, I'm working hard. That work God sent us to do for our country, we are doing it and we are going to do it. When you come to Cork, we promise you that we'll do it, and we're doing it, and we'll keep on doing it. Like Richard said, all of us are working very, very hard, and I thank all the indigenous people of Biafra and Cork that are working very, very, very hard. Next Sunday, we are going to Limerick to establish another branch, another zone in Limerick. I think a national coordinator might have briefed you of that. Sometimes I would like to, you know, talk to you often. But director, why I called this morning is that, you see, you are teaching, you are educating the zoo too much. Because this news this morning is great. I'm listening to the news this morning, although I'm at work, but I still listen to the news, you know. They wanted to change their name. How can they change their name, man? Everything you teach, everything you said is what they are saying on the, you know, what is the news they are giving. Now they know that Nigeria is given to them by a woman, but they don't know before. And now they want to use our flag, our rising sun, blessed rising sun God give to us, to put in their flag. In fact, I was even confused this man. What's wrong with these people? Now they know that Nigeria is the name given to people that live in around riverine area. And upon that, they have the guts to take our rising sun, which the whole zoo know that rising sun is for Biafras, and they want to put it in their flag. So please, I know you're educating people. Don't educate this zoo, but keep some certain things for Biafras. You are teaching them too much. And I'm telling you, everything you are teaching is they are implementing it. You don't know. You don't know.
I know.
And you said that Jonathan listened to that. I know all of them listening to that. And that is why they go, this man, exactly what you are teaching is what he teach. You know, sometimes people don't understand. Everything you have been saying, since 2-3 years, is coming out every day, one by one, one by one, one by one. Now they know. Maybe they have gone and done research and know that what everything you are saying is the truth. And now he used that man to send him to go and say that he wants to change the name. The other time, our sister, our beloved sister, may her soul rest in peace. He sent their name. Good people. Nice people. He is the one that she bring the idea, changing that name of branding, rebranding Nigeria. Now, everything is coming from Biafra land for that zoo. Now you have teach them now. Now they have copied that one. God, Chukwu Abiyama will never allow them to go and put that rising sun. He will never allow them. They won't put it. If they want to change the zoo, their name, let them change. Let them change when they want to change. Of course, they must surely change it, because you have said it, that name will die. That name will never exist again. So they know.
In 2 years, the name will not exist.
They don't want to do it in time. Yeah, that's why they want to do it. They want to announce it earlier, so that when they change it tomorrow, they will not say, it's Radio Biafra that said this name will die. That's what they are doing. You have already prophesied that this name will never exist. Now you see what happened. Today, they said they want to change the name. What you said have come to pass. Because they're contemplating to change it. But you have been singing it as a song. That this name will never exist. You see how it's going now? Now they said they want to change it. Exactly what you said. If our people will listen and listen very carefully to Radio Biafra and do whatever you told them to do, whatever you tell them to do, if they do it, they will know that God is with you. And one thing is, our people is that they don't listen. They don't listen. I was talking to somebody already yesterday. He was telling me, are you still going to go? And I said, look, my brother, sometimes I will go there. I go and preach for them. Because if you don't go closer to somebody, that person cannot change. Some of them, they don't know. It's out of ignorance. We'll keep on preaching to them up to tomorrow. So, director, wait on. Keep on doing what you're doing. God is giving you knowledge. Our prayer is every day that God will keep you. God will give you strength, keep you, and give you good health to finish this job. And you are Joshua. Somebody called yesterday and, you know, referring about Moses. You're not Moses. I wanted to call that yesterday, but my call didn't go through. You're not Moses. You are Joshua. Director, keep on doing what you are doing. God bless you and bless all indigenous people.
And bless you too, because I was getting a bit worried. You are somebody that when I travel, you call me. When I arrive where I'm going, you call me. When I return to the UK, you call me. So it occurred to me yesterday that I haven't actually heard from you. So that was why I had to ask our dear brother Uche this morning. But thankfully enough, you have recovered well enough to speak to us, because I know that you are one of us. It's not something I say very lightly. I don't say that somebody is one of us unless that person is Biafra through and through. And Peter Wuzier is one of us. So also is Uche Chukwu Ono. Cork is very strong and formidable. We like what you're doing, and you must continue doing it for your country. Those that doubt our resolve, I tell them, after going, you will always come back, because here is the home of truth and honesty. We have people all over the place. Please stay where you are. If you're on Skype, don't go away. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Turn your system down, please, my dear brother. Yes, Turn it down.
Okay. Yes. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yes, my name is Ogunneme Risoman from Agule.
Agule.
Yes, in Anambra State. I'm calling from Cotonou, Benin Republic.
Cotonou in Benin Republic. Please go ahead. Yes. And you are calling us on Skype. Thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
I have tried to follow your news these days, and I found a very interesting and truth in your talks and in your preach. I am very, very grateful in what you are doing and how you are trying to resurrect the land that Juwa Abiyama has given to us. I thank you for everything that you have been doing. But the only thing I found strange here is that I don't know how to meet my fellow brothers here in Cotonou, Benin Republic. I don't know where their office is so that I can walk up there and talk to them.
We have our people. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm in Facebook account.
Go to Facebook and look for Biafrans in Cotonou or Biafrans in Benin Republic.
Okay.
And I need confirmation from Carol Monday. Do we have a Facebook group called Biafrans in Benin Republic or Biafrans in Cotonou? I know we have one. Carol Monday, I need you to come back to me to confirm that we have one. That is how, and I'm not going to give out too much secret anyway. But do we have one in Cotonou? I need to know. Biafrans in Benin Republic, where are we with it? Let us unite our people through that. That is the easiest way and the best means to get people together. Biafrans in Benin Republic, if there is no Facebook group like that, one needs to be set up now, this very morning, to begin to invite our people in Cotonou and its surrounding areas to go there and know themselves and become one family. Do we have Biafrans in Benin Republic? We should anyway. We should. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
yes,
very much.
Like I said, I would like to meet them so that we can have some tete-a-tete about this issue that is going on in our land. If we fold up our hands and worship these people, they will take over the grace that God Almighty has given to us. It is left for us to take care of what we have. But the only thing I understand about our people is that they don't appreciate what they have. That is the most problem they are facing. When Dim was alive, nobody appreciated him until now he's dead.
And everything he said, they are now saying, oh, he was right. He was,
yes,
of course, he's the Moses of our time.
I call the man a prophet. Everything that he says is what that happened now. Like you said, now you are preaching to us. Nobody listening. And very soon they will begin to see what is going on. Well, I don't have much to say. I would only like to see them, in those my brothers in Cotonou, so that I believe in action rather than to talk. I thank you for what you have been. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I can confirm to you, my dear brother, that we have Biafrans in Cotonou. Go to Facebook and ask to join Biafrans in Cotonou and begin to organize yourselves together there. We have a Facebook group, Biafrans in Cotonou. Go and join them there.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We also have a caller, if I'm not mistaken, on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, sir. My name is Innocent Maramu Gochuku.
Our deputy national in the USA, is that correct?
Yes, sir, my honorable director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening, and you are also one of us. You are one of us. Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless you, Director. Director, before I go on, first of all, I have to thank you for all you have doing for us, we indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world. And I'm thanking my brother, Imam Mezu, and Uchemefo, and all the rest of editorial board and executives of this, our struggle. And especially our Lolo Karamonde and my good sister, Brechukwu Anibogu. May God bless each one of you. But Director, I want to remind something for you. I think you remember one time I told you that some certain things you will not and you must stop saying. And this is whatever you say must come through and come to pass. This time, your voice, your spirit always work together in the way our Lord Tukwu Abiyama wants it. So some certain things, when you say it, it must come to pass. Please, these days,
Make sure you know what you say out, because if you say it, it must come to pass, so that things will not make us cheap. Because sometimes we say something that says, oh Lord, the director said it and it's going to pass, and he always do, and always do. So by saying that, I still thank you and continue and don't change. You are God sent to us. And I want to tell you something that yesterday when I went to see one of my boy here, which is my next kin here, who are now the our coordinator, named by Jackson, live here in the States, Jackson Ihiogo.
Yes, Jackson Ihiogo, I know him, yes, yes.
Yes, he is now the national, he is now the coordinator for Dallas Zone.
That's wonderful.
Officially, he's a coordinator for Dallas Zone. I have given him that thing so that he can help me to work, do this job, because it's not easy job, but we need somebody who is capable to work with. And he's one of us. And not only that, he's one of us. Yesterday, when I went to see our office here in Dallas, for the indigenous people of Biafra, everything is ready. That's where we're having our meetings. Now, every Sunday, or of course, this coming Sunday, we're going to have meeting there again. And the address of this, our meeting coming this Sunday, and the time for the meeting is 5 p.m. Central Time, which is Dallas time. And the address is 606 Oil Boulevard, Suite 100G, Duncanville, Texas, zip code 75116. The phone number is 817-891-2676. Or the person can call me 214-418-2880. Or the person can call my treasurer here, who is one of us, Ugochukwu Zokwelo. His number is 817-987-5804. Director, and I want to use this opportunity to thank all the editorial board of this Dalaks movement right here. Every one of them is formidable, especially my own brother that live in Nebraska that never fails us. And again, my honorable rep, Clifford Urania, and my national coordinator, Wanuneni. We are working so hard to make sure everything works okay. And yesterday I have a meeting with my national coordinator, which is one name. We are working towards, again, because I heard that announcement about our brother from Swiss said about the upcoming meeting of the UN. For the Indigenous People Conference that's going to hold here in the USA, New York. So we are waiting when Uche get the information and forward it to us so that we will work towards it. We must be there and represent our people. So we are working towards that at the same time. So if the girl, that our brother in the Swiss, when I come in for this, we will be happy to work with him to make sure everything work okay and our people are represented here in U.S. for this struggle.
We are now
on this second phase of this struggle. Everybody is listening to us. Director, I can assure you, even the satellite here in USA are picking up our radio.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's confirmed by my coordinator right now, who is Jackson. When I went there.
Hold on. Manamu Gojibu, are you saying that we can be picked up on satellite in the USA? I need this thing to be concretized. I need it to be confirmed, please.
Yes, it's confirmed that here in USA, people with the satellite, they are listening to it. Even the young man that listened to it, that they told us about it, is even a military. He said he was just turning around his satellite and picked it up, and since then, he never missed every any minute listening about this Radio Biafra.
My goodness.
So it's picked up here in the USA.
Chukwu Abiyama is God. Chukwu Abiyama is God. Radio Biafra on satellite over United States of America. That is amazing.
Yes.
What I need you to do is this. Go back to that very person. We need the coordinates. We need to know the equipment he or she is using. We need to know the decoder they are using and the size of their dish, so we can go and announce it all over USA that you can receive Radio Biafra also on satellite. Very, very important that we do that, because Chukwu Abiyama is fighting our battle for us. Our enemies are drowning in a sea of deceit. And all of you working in America, as you can see, I no longer castigate Americans anymore because of the likes of you, because of what Clifford Iranya did, because of Won Onenyi, because of the work, the great work Odenigbo is doing, because of what Dr. Justin Akujeze is doing, because of what all of you is going to do in the future, including Jackson, our new coordinator for the Dallas area. All of you together are making us very, very proud in America. And I will no longer castigate our people in America, because they have repented. They have come to their senses, and they now know that Chukwu Abiyama is God. They said all the time, I say Chukwu Abiyama, and I say our people die due to ignorance and lack of knowledge. You know nothing. Chukwu Abiyama is God. He is God. If you don't know,
yes,
that is his name. The greeting in heaven is Mama, because holy, holy is his name. Our people don't understand. As our brother said, you don't know what you have until you lose it.
Exactly.
If Chukwu Abiyama comes to the world today, the first place he will go is Enugu. Ask yourself, why did the British choose Enugu as the capital? Why? A place that houses a community known as Umu Ezeanigwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. Any other place could have been chosen. It could have been Aba, Oka, anywhere else. But they chose Enugu. Enugu is the same replica as Jerusalem. It is a city surrounded by hills. Go and check it anywhere. Enugu has the same diameter as the old city of Jerusalem. Go and check it anywhere, anytime, any day. A city surrounded by hills, the dwelling place of the Most High God. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. And this is Radio Biafra. Unfortunately, we cannot take any more calls. Unfortunately, we have come or gone past 9 o'clock. We finish at 9, but there is somebody who has been on hold for a very, very long time. I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. If I can recall them, I will be able to do so. But I can say to them, if they call us this very evening, we will and must be able to take their call. Please do not despair. Do not despair. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us this evening, we must and should be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra once again. And we thank each and every one of you, wherever you are. You have joined us on this very day. We ask you to join us again 7 p.m. tonight. 7 p.m. tonight. You join us once again. We are working for you, doing everything humanly possible to ensure that this name Biafra reverberates around the world. And is reverberating, not due to anything we are doing, but Chukwu Abiyama is placing his own message on satellites all over the world. One day, people in Asia will always tell us the same thing, that indeed they too are receiving Radio Biafra via satellite. We want that to happen. We want those of them with transistor radios to hear us, those of you driving in your cars to hear us. We want this message to be spread. We want this Biafra to become the currency, the language of discourse all over the world, until we become free and beyond. And that is why this same Biafra is our religion. And on this radio station, Radio Biafra now, on satellite also over USA, is where we worship, because the Almighty God, his name is Chukwu Abiyama. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families But more importantly, this our God, Chukwu Abiama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good morning from London.